My dearly beloved in Christ, as you know, the theme for this, the third Sunday of Advent, is that of joy. We have the epistle of St. Paul to the Philippians saying, "Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice." And these words also serve as the beginning of the introit for today's Mass. So we have this theme in the midst of the Advent season that we should serve God with joy, with a joyful heart. And this is very important because when we have that spiritual joy, then we serve God better. We carry our crosses better, with more merit, with more patience, with more alacrity. And God delights to be served by in joy. Now, this joyful spirit, which we all should have, was often observed, or is often observed, in those who are living their faith. So much so that it affects, it influences those around us. And of course, we know from the Acts of the Apostles that the pagans said of the early Christians, and they could recognize them, they would say, "See how they love one another." But not only could they recognize the charity, they also observed, they could perceive the spirit of joy that animated those who were Christians. And this drew many to be converted to Christianity, to accept the faith, to be baptized, because they thought to themselves, "Well, I want to have that joy that they have." So this is, you might say, an apostolate, a work of charity, to live our faith and thereby to derive that joy so that we might project it then to the world. I recall reading, and I don't remember the saint, that someone went up to a saint who obviously had this joy and said to him, "If you knew," now of course these hypothetical type of questions, are not always the best questions to ask because it's contrary to reality. But he said, "If you knew that there was no God, there was no eternity, there was no heaven, then how would you live?" So now here was a saint who was living a life of conscientious observance of the commandments, self-denial and mortification, a great deal of time spent in prayer. And so this person asked him, "If you knew there was no heaven to look forward to, then how would you live?" And he said, "Well, I would continue to live the same way." And the other person was very surprised and said, "Well, why? If there's no merit in heaven, why would you do this penance and this prayer, etc.?" And he said, "Because I derive such great joy, far greater joy than I did before I began to live this way. And so I would continue to live just as I am because of the peace of heart and the joy that I experience." And so on this Sunday, we should ask ourselves, do I experience that joy? Now, of course, we know that this joy, the joy of serving God, does not preclude the cross, contradictions, sufferings, and sorrows. But rather, it is something interior that helps us to bear those trials, to bear them better and with more merit, with patience. Pity those lukewarm Catholics who only look upon the faith in a negative light insofar as what I have to do. Okay, I can't eat meat on Friday. I have to go to Mass on Sunday, and so on and so forth. And these poor souls struggle along, sometimes receive the sacraments very seldom, rarely, if ever, go to Mass on a day that is not of obligation, because they look upon the faith as something that's burdensome, and that they will only do the minimum. They'll do what they have to do. I feel sorry for them because they cannot perceive and experience the joy that we know comes from serving God generously. To serve God not out of a sense of obligation, but to serve God out of love, because he deserves it. To give to God all the love of our heart and a joyful service. So ask yourself, which camp do I fit into? Do I fit into the camp of those Catholics who embrace the faith and do not just the minimum, but do all they can to serve God? Or, on the other hand, am I one of those who struggle along, go to confession, Holy Communion rarely, do only what I have to do? And you can tell by the joy or the lack of it that you experience. So let us then serve God with generosity. And when we serve God generously, then we serve him with joy. And that joy helps us to carry our cross, and it is a foretaste of the everlasting joy that will be ours in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.